KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is Taylor Morgan alongside Greg Skordas, KSL legal analyst. Greg Skordas. Greg, what would you like most to be remembered for?
You know, I thought about that because this segment was coming up, and without looking or sort of giving away the answers that a lot of people gave, I wouldn't have given those same answers. And I'll tell you, it's probably part of my Greek upbringing. And I'll just tell you, I'll give you an example in just a second. And also my former father-in-law, he passed away. The greatest compliment that they can pay someone, those two groups that I just mentioned, is he or she was a really hard worker.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when I heard this topic, I thought, you know, I would hope that maybe that's something I would be remembered for, somebody that worked really hard. On the other hand, that's been my downfall because you don't spend as much time with your family. You don't spend as much time with your children.
Yeah.
You don't spend as much time enjoying yourself. So maybe that's not something to be, to aspire for.
Yeah.
But just in terms of some of the communities and groups that I've been with, that's the greatest compliment you can have is that so-and-so was a hard worker.
Work ethic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a generational thing because I was very much raised with work ethic, being a hard worker. The reputation of being a hard worker was really very important, if not the most important thing, key to your reputation. I think maybe that's something that boomers, not calling you out, Greg,
no,
but
I understand.
Perhaps the older generation, and for very good reason, had that work ethic and strove to instill that work ethic in their children.
Yeah.
So that's, I think it's really interesting. Greg, you work hard. You are America's most prominent successful defense attorney by day. You're also a ski patroller on the weekends at Powder Mountain.
Ski patrol and KSL.
And KSL, and you're super fit and svelte, and you're kind of a renaissance man. So you do work hard, right?
Yes.
On the other hand, there's me.
No, you're always working.
And
every time I see you, you're working it.
Listen, I do like to think I work hard. I like to play hard. I don't know how I would answer this question, Greg. I think that if I had to choose something that would be my number one, what I would want to be remembered for, I would want people to remember me as being maybe fun and honest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're
both of those. I have to think about that more.
So let's talk about a study that just came out. And by the way, this study was conducted by Sharpie and Papermate.
Wait.
They commissioned a study. I don't know why Sharpie and Papermate are doing a study, but they
did. Well, if you're going to write about, you know, something you want remembered, you're going to choose Sharpie and not pencil, maybe.
2,000 Americans were queried, and the question was, what would you most like to be remembered for? And the number one answer is, guess what? Creativity.
What? Was this strictly a poll of millennials, Greg?
Well, they all had Sharpies and paper mates, and so somebody said, what do you want to be remembered for? And they're drawing little cartoons with their Sharpie, and I want to be remembered for creativity.
Interesting.
1 in 3 out of the 2,000 people questioned said they want to be remembered for their creativity. That came in ahead of intelligence, which was 20%. So 30% creativity, 20% intelligence, 14% wanted to be remembered for their wealth. That's kind of odd. And 10% humanitarian work.
Humanitarian work.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So work, but humanitarian, the kind of work that you did.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting study that they have that kind of breakdown. Creativity, maybe like you say, maybe that's a generational thing. Maybe that was part of the group. It doesn't say who the Sharpie people were interviewing, but
Well, it does say, according to the study here, that 65% of those in this study, we're talking Americans, American consumers. It doesn't necessarily say voters, right? We're just talking 65% of American adults define creativity as, quote, expressing yourself or, quote, coming up with new ideas. I think that's really interesting.
So you want to be known for expressing yourself. Oh, he really expressed himself. Or he was always coming up, or she was always coming up with new ideas. I guess I could understand that. I'm not going to be remembered for either of those things.
Yeah. According to a study that was published, and it's so, let's be clear, this isn't just according to this poll of Americans conducted by Sharpie and Papermate. They didn't do the poll, right? They hired a legitimate, reputable polling firm to do the poll for them.
Right, yeah.
I do think, Greg, we have to assume that perhaps in the universe of the respondents, It might lean a little more toward the artistic, artsy, creative side.
That's what it seems like.
Given that Sharpie and Papermate were behind it. So we're maybe talking a higher proportion of artists or creative folks involved in this. But again, getting back, this isn't just this study. According to a study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health in 2021, the study was titled Being Creative Makes You Happier. This study was all about the positive effects of creativity on well-being. I think that's really interesting. When you think about creativity, Greg, would you call yourself a creative person?
You know, when a minute ago I said I'm not, but I think I am. I think you have to be in my field and yours.
Yeah.
Because people come to you with a problem and you have to come up with a solution. And that requires creativity. I mean, as an attorney, somebody's in trouble and they need some help or they're trying to figure something out, you've got to be creative. You've got to come off the wall.
Oh,
in
yeah.
your business, people come to you all the time with plans, with ideas, with whether it's legislation, whether it's some political agenda that they have. And you can't just, because you and I talk about this a lot. Well, even earlier today, we talked about, well, you know, or just for example, are billboards a good way to express your political campaign and make yourself known? But you said, no, there are other things you can do. You've got to be creative. You've got to be able to do things. I think that's what makes you successful.
Interesting.
I mean, I think that creativity and expressing yourself and getting people to express themselves is something that you teach. That's what people come to you for.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I definitely would like to be more creative. I don't necessarily see myself, or I wouldn't define myself as a creative person, but I do try to think about things differently and see things in a different way and try to be innovative in that sense. But
creativity is coming up with new ideas,
yeah,
maybe you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Or well, expressing yourself.
Even adapting, you know, existing things or strategies or outlooks or this or that. I definitely think that in my own experience, in my own life, I have found a lot of happiness and well-being when I am being creative, maybe lowercase creative in my own way. I'm not an artist, Greg. I cannot draw. I don't even try to do anything artistic whatsoever because it just will not work. But in terms of, you know, my work or my hobbies, things I like to do outdoors or whatnot, I'm always trying to maybe put my own spin on them. And maybe that counts, at least for me.
And a study found that Americans use writing 14% to alleviate stress, painting 12% to alleviate stress, and my favorite, doodling 10% as a way to alleviate stress.
Doodling.
Yeah, doodling. I mean, what don't we just draw?
Does that have to be with...
I don't know that I do it to alleviate stress. You just do it to alleviate...
Does that have to be with a Sharpie and or a pen and paper? Or can we doodle on our devices?
I mean, what counts there?
Interesting. Well, again, one last study to round this out, and then we're almost out of time, Greg. Forbes. Okay, we're talking Forbes. So another credible study reported that being creative, even in minimal personal ways, creative pursuits can increase happiness, reduce dementia, improve mental health, boost the immune system, and make you smarter.
There you go.
Okay. Well, so everyone, be creative. Get creative. If you ever feel like you want to go back and dive into the archives of KSL at Night episodes, Greg, there's a lot of fun stuff in there. You can get creative with that, perhaps.
There you go.
Those are available on kslpodcast.com. That's certainly a great, wonderful new resource to share with our listeners. Wonderful show tonight, Greg. Had a lot of fun with you in studio. Looking forward again to more KSL at Night tomorrow. Thanks for listening.